Rick Scott circulates DACA amnesty plan amid illegal immigration surge. By John Binder on March 16, 2021. National Republican Senatorial Committee Chairman Senator Rick Scott, RFL, is circulating a plan that would provide amnesty to potentially millions of illegal aliens enrolled and eligible for former President Obama's Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, DACA, program. Two sources confirmed to Breitbart News the details of Scott's plan. Originally posted online, which would allow DACA illegal aliens to permanently resettle in the United States by providing them a conditional permanent residency for 10 years before they can apply for green cards and eventually gain American citizenship. Scott, the sources said, has been circulating the amnesty to Senate Republicans asking them to co-sponsor the legislation. Scott's office did not respond to a request for comment when asked by Breitbart News if they could verify the legislation. It is unclear if any other Senate Republicans have signed on to support the amnesty. Specifically, Scott's plan pairs an amnesty for eligible illegal aliens with a series of enforcement priorities such as banning the practice of catch and release, where border crossers are apprehended and released into the U.S. interior, and ending President Joe Biden's sanctuary country orders that have prevented most interior immigration enforcement. The amnesty provisions allow illegal aliens who came to the U.S. before they were 16 years old and have lived in the country since June 2012 to apply for conditional permanent resident status. Illegal aliens would also undergo a background check, including demonstrating they have good moral character and do not have any felony convictions. The legislation would allow illegal aliens with misdemeanor convictions to apply for amnesty, so long as they were not convicted of domestic violence, sexual abuse, burglary, unlawful gun possession, drug trafficking, drunk driving, or any other misdemeanor that resulted in 90-day or more prison sentence. This first conditional permanent resident status would last for 5 years before eligible illegal aliens could apply for a 5-year extension, meeting requirements like serving in the military, enrolled in or graduated from college, or have held a job for at least 2 years. After the second 5-year period, eligible illegal aliens would be allowed to apply for American citizenship but would be barred from sponsoring foreign relatives for green cards, the process known as chain migration, once they become naturalized citizens. Ultimately, the amnesty could provide American citizenship to millions of illegal aliens by the year 2037 if it were enacted this year and applications started next year. Scott's plan comes as the U.S. grapples with a surge of illegal immigration at the southern border due to President Joe Biden's Ending the Remain in Mexico program, canceling cooperative asylum agreements with Central America, and gutting interior immigration enforcement with sanctuary country orders. At the border, for example, almost 100,000 border crossers were apprehended by federal immigration officials, an increase of 170% compared to the same time last year. The total number of illegal aliens who successfully crossed the border, undetected, since October 2020 has surpassed 118,000, Breitbart News exclusively reported. Meanwhile, Biden's sanctuary country orders, currently preventing about 9 in 10 deportations, have resulted in the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, holding the fewest number of illegal aliens in detention in the agency's history. In addition, America's working and middle class are facing an unemployment crisis due to the economic lockdowns imposed last year from the Chinese coronavirus pandemic. Today, there continue to be nearly 17 million Americans, mostly those on the lower end of the wage scale, who are jobless but want full-time work. Their job opportunities and wages are significantly diminished when they are forced to compete against a growing flood of cheaper, often illegal, foreign workers. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.